Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. Brad Logan alongside David Johnson here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Today's show brought to you by the Velvet Ditch and by the Landshark, two incredible places for a great meal, not only for a great meal, a great opportunity to spend your money with Ole Miss fans and Ole Miss friends. Go watch the game. Go have a great meal at the Velvet Ditch and the Landshark. We appreciate their sponsorship here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Also want to say a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm. If you have any type of legal issue whatsoever, be sure and give the Hearn Law Firm a call today. More information coming about both our sponsors here in just a little bit. David, great to see you. Everything looks good. The surgery looks good. I know you're excited to be back.
Yeah, just waiting on the pathology reports right now, and we should have them at some point today. But Dr. McCauley feels confident that he may have gotten it all and, cutting it out. And I hope that's the case. I need a shot of good news, but, we know it's in the Lord's hands, and that's where we're going to keep it. And, we'll accept whatever he gives to us.
So. Absolutely. All the positive thoughts your way, and we're really excited. That things are absolutely looking up for you and your health. So that is absolutely great news. Let's take a look at Ole Miss's offense today. I know we've got some news we'll get into in recruiting in regards to the tight end position, but everybody's eyes are going to be on Austin Simmons. And SEC Media Day, it'll be in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be the number one question for head coach Lane Kiffin. Where does he rank? I mean, where is he in regards to Jackson Dart going into the season? Where is Austin Simmons as where was Jackson Dart, kind of where he was, where Austin is now? Are they about the same? How does he factor into the offense? What are your overall thoughts on Austin Simmons heading into this year's football season?
Yeah, I mean, they're great. I think Austin Simmons is going to emerge as Ole Miss's third, maybe, legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. Of course, you had Archie, and then you had Eli. And we've had some great players, but Archie and Eli being the ones that, have come the closest to touching the Heisman Trophy. Those are the expectations I have for Austin Simmons, to be honest with you. And I know that he's replacing a guy who was a first-round draft pick. So, that's amazing in itself. But I think Austin has the toolbox to be a do-everything kind of quarterback at Ole Miss, that he can run, he can throw, he's got great football IQ, he's got great off-the-field IQ. He's 19 years old, and he already holds a bachelor's degree from the University of Mississippi. I want you to think about that. That is amazing. And that's the kid that you're giving the keys to the offense to. And, Brad, I'm expecting great things immediately. I think we saw glimpses of him last year when he got put in the game against Georgia, led the Rebels on a touchdown drive, a very critical touchdown drive. And, I think he's going to be greatness enshrined. That's where I'm at with Austin Simmons. As long as that offensive line can be pieced together and protect him, I think he's got the receivers. I think the running game is going to be better. But you're right to start with Austin because I think he's essentially the key to this season.
He is the key, and I think the offense runs through him. But a name that people will probably not know right now, but I think a name that Ole Miss fans will know, and that is quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. Our good friend Chuck Roundsville has reported that he's looked really good in spring drills.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, I mean, he looked really good leading his team to the D2 national title last year as well. And I think at the very least, you're going to see packages for Chambliss because he's so slippery. And he drops the ball down the field. So I do think you're going to see him at the QB position some, but Austin Simmons is getting the keys to the sports car, and he's driving the girl to the prom, so to speak. And, you know, there's no other way around it. But I do think Trinidad Chambliss is certainly going to have opportunities within Lane Kiffin's system.
And then another quarterback that I know you're very close to, Anthony Maddox, is, of course, quarterback A.J. Maddox. He's dealing with a little bit of an injury, but definitely is someone that could come in an emergency. And I think at some point during his career, we'll push for the starting job.
Yeah, and he started to throw the football a couple of weeks back and maybe a month ago. And I reported on that. And, remember, this is a four-star quarterback that was once committed to Texas A&M. And Ole Miss basically flipped him from A&M. And, any other time where you didn't have an Austin Simmons or a Trinidad Chambliss in the mix, we'd be focused like crazy on A.J. Maddox, who won a state championship on Vaught Hemingway Field at Oak Grove High School. The family has since moved to Oxford, and I don't blame them. I'd move to Oxford, too. I got two boys playing on the Rebels and another one that's going to be a top prospect. I'd be living here so I could watch everybody play ball in a single weekend myself. So, don't forget about him. He's a kid very capable. And, knock on wood, but if any kind of injury situation happens this year, I think you could certainly see A.J. Maddox out there.
When he turns around to hand the football off, there are a number of names that are going to be standing in the backfield. I think Kawan Lacy, obviously Logan Diggs, two transfers that will get the football a lot this year. You know, we think Logan Diggs will be healthy. We saw him a little bit in the Gator Bowl, but from everything that we've been told, he is good to go. Running back room was just one that everybody kind of threw their hands up in the air last year with Ulysses Bentley, with Henry Parrish Jr. going down in the Arkansas game. And then you had the walk-on Micah Davis, I believe, starting running back against Florida. And then in large part, you had J.J. Pegues as a predominant running back in many ways down on the goal line. It was just kind of a head-scratcher. The good news for Ole Miss is the D word, and that is depth. And there is depth in the running back room this year.
Yeah, I think there is. And I think you mentioned the two primary names, Logan Diggs, the transfer from LSU, and Kewan Lacy, the transfer from Missouri. And Ole Miss really wanted Lacy out of high school. They recruited him very hard. With Diggs, it's all about, is he healthy? We know he can do it. How healthy is he? How healthy does he come back? And really, the proof's going to be in the pudding. We'll see him out there in August when fall camp opens up. Kewan Lacy, a different kind of back than Diggs. Lacy is more of a speedster. But, you know, you need that 1-2 punch. You need a fastball and a curveball. And I think those two guys give it to you. That's why I said a while ago that I think the running back situation is better than it was last year. Lord knows it couldn't be any worse. And, you know, you need, and forgive me for mentioning his name, but you need a Quinshon Judkins in this offense to make it hum the way it's supposed to. And I think Logan Diggs and Kewon Lacy together can give you that kind of punch, Brett.
Yeah, and one name we didn't mention is Shekai Mills-Knight, the freshman coming in. There'll be an acclimation period, but he's someone that the staff likes a lot. And then there's another transfer. We'll see if Damian Taylor, the redshirt transfer, gets any carries. And then you got the guy that's been here kind of through the war, and that's Dominique Thomas. He's someone that can get you some carries too. So there is, most importantly, some depth at the running back room, some unknowns with Shekai Mills-Knight, with Damian Taylor, and, of course, Kewon Lacy. We've seen what he can do, and then the health of Logan Diggs. But the great news for Ole Miss and head coach Lane Kiffin, there are options, and that's not something that Ole Miss has had specifically last year. Let's go to that position or multiple positions that you know a great deal about. That's the offensive line. You were very close to that offensive front over the last couple of years. You've got a couple of guys returning, but Ole Miss went to the portal pretty hard to get Patrick Kutas out of Arkansas, among others, the senior transfer. We'll see what happens at this point, but there are some unknowns across that offensive front too.
Yeah, very much so. And those won't be ironed out until fall camp and, you know, the first two or three games of the season. Patrick Kutas, no doubt about it, the biggest get for John Garrison in the portal. And the question is, you know, is he going to play guard? Is he going to play center? I think he's going to line up at guard. Hopefully somebody else will emerge at the center position. And you know, we just got to see what Garrison puts together. I think it's going to be a lot of musical chairs in the first couple of weeks. And we're going to see who can put their hand in the dirt, move people and block people. And right now, it's pure speculation. Kutas is going to start. I think then you can throw the other four spots kind of up in the air and see where they land.
Yeah, I think a name that Ole Miss fans are familiar with is Bryson Sanders. Could he be the starting center?
Absolutely could be.
You know,
he's taken reps as the center in, you know, all throughout spring. And, you know, Ole Miss needs him to play center so Kutas can play his natural position at guard. And if that happens, you iron out the other guard position, you iron out the tackle positions. You've got some talent coming back at tackle. But, you know, honestly, you just got to see where it falls.
Yeah, the two guys Dave is referencing is, of course, redshirt senior Jaden Williams is back. He's healthy. He's, of course, right now slated as the possible right tackle. And then, of course, left tackle, the transfer out of North Carolina, Diego Pounds. He is a junior this year. So those positions, there's experience there. There was issues last year with that position. So could be an opportunity for possibly a Percy Lewis, a senior transfer, who initially chose Mississippi State over Ole Miss and went to Mississippi Gulf Coast and then would come back and play for Mississippi State. Now he's back in Oxford, so we'll see about that. Sophomore transfer P.J. Wilkins is a name you can be looking for. And also name a sophomore transfer, Terez Davis. He's a possible tackle spot for Ole Miss. So a lot of unknowns. And I'll be interested to see if we might see maybe a Jude Foster out of Louisiana maybe get some shots. Joe Corey, redshirt freshman, is a guy that's on the list. And then, of course, redshirt sophomore Ethan Fields. So there are depth issues at some positions more depth than others. But I think a lot of unknowns, David, and I think a lot of that will be fleshed out during fall camp. And we did not mention the incoming freshman. So you never know across that offensive front.
Well, and I think Davis, the kid out of Maryland, is a name to watch. I would expect him to take one of those tackle spots. I really would. But, you know, we're just going to wait and see. We're going to see who wants to play. The thing to keep in mind this year is that the right tackle is kind of your left tackle. Because why? Austin Simmons is a left-handed quarterback.
Right.
So, you know, you want to protect his blind side, and that's going to come from the right side this year. So we've got to keep that in mind. But, you know, that's what makes fall camp fun, not knowing. And let's see what happens.
Yeah, Jaden Williams, the most experienced of anybody on that offensive front for Ole Miss. So good news that he is back at the tackle position. Before we take a look at the tight end room, we want to say once again a special thank you to our sponsors for today's show. That's, of course, the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, two great restaurants in Oxford. There'll be more information coming about those two restaurants later on in the show. And our good friends at the Hearn Law Firm, they have every type of legal need that you have. If you have any type of legal problem, give the Hearn Law Firm a call today. Let's look at the tight end room. And, David, there's been some news. You've got a crystal ball coming about the tight end room. And, by the way, the tight end room could be the deepest room on the roster, both offense and defensive side of the ball. The transfer senior Daquan Wright is back, along with Luke Haas, the junior transfer out of Arkansas. Terrific pickup. And then someone not everybody's talking a lot about, redshirt senior transfer Trace Bruckler, also a terrific tight end. Ton of depth in that tight end room for Ole Miss.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it's going to get a little bit deeper on July 1st. I have crystal ball J.C. Anderson, the tight end out of Mount Zion, Illinois. He is down to Ole Miss, Auburn, and Illinois. And I think on July 1st at 11 a.m. Central Time, J.C. Anderson is going to commit to Ole Miss. He is a four-star prospect, Brad, and really, you know, one of the top tight ends in the country, to be honest with you. He's 6'6", 230 pounds. The composite, the industry average, has him as the number eight tight end in the country. I think he's coming to Ole Miss from all the intel I've been able to gather. So July 1st, 11 o'clock. Pay attention to the website. Let's see what J.C. Anderson picks.
Tight end room, absolutely loaded. And definitely a position I think that Austin Simmons will be able to benefit from because, you know, we only saw Austin in a very limited capacity last year. But when we did see him, when the lights were bright against Georgia in the latter part of the year, and he really saw the field well. And that's one thing that, you know, when I've talked to different analysts across the country, that's the main thing that I've gotten from a lot of them is just how well he sees the field and going progression to progression to progression. And so it's really going to be fascinating to watch when Ole Miss cranks up in, I think, 67 days. So it's 60-something days, and it'll be here before you know it.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up, but not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work. all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
David, any chance that wide receiver room is as good as last year? You look at names like Caden Lee, who's one of the best returning receivers in the conference. Harrison Wallace III, a senior transfer, along with DeJuan Stribling, a redshirt senior transfer. Traylon Ray, transfer. Caleb Odom, a transfer. Deuce Alexander, transfer. And then, of course, you've got Winston Watkins, the freshman, along with the freshman phenom out of Mississippi, Caleb Cunningham. And then redshirt sophomore, senior transfer, Isaiah Hartrip. So a lot of names, a lot of transfers. I think some unknowns, but I don't think as many unknowns across at the wide receiver room that it is on the offensive front.
No, I agree. I mean, I think this wide receivers room is going to be better. And I know that's a bold statement with Trey Harris and guys like that. But I'm going to tell you, Caden Lee is ready to become a household name in the SEC. You mentioned DeJuan Stribling from Oklahoma State. I think he's ready for superstar status. Trey Wallace, Harrison Wallace from Penn State. I mean, Austin Simmons has a buffet of wide receivers to throw to and tight ends. I mean, goodness gracious. You mentioned Luke Haas, the kid from Arkansas. I think that's a big-time pickup for Lane Kiffin. I think Haas is going to be in the running for the Mackey Award. I mean, Ole Miss won the transfer portal at the skill positions. The question on this team, and I know we're just talking offense, is how good can that defense be? And when you lose as many draft picks up front as Ole Miss lost off that defense, you're not expecting it to be as good. But they did a pretty good job of replacing people. And I'm not saying that there's another Jared Ivey in the mix or J.J. Pegues or even a Princely Umami Yellen. His brother's in the mix. But, you know, I think they can be good enough. And I think the offense can be even better. And I expect this to be an Ole Miss team that challenges to win 9 or 10 games throughout the regular season and be in the conversation for the playoffs at the end of the year. And we all know it depends on who your losses are to. You can't lose to Kentucky. That was the most devastating loss for Ole Miss all year. And Florida is going to be a tough foul. You got to beat both of those teams. You got to beat LSU. Then you got to win the games you're supposed to win. And winning the games you're supposed to win, I mean, if they can do that, they're going to be in the playoffs. There's no Alabama on the schedule. There's no Texas on the schedule. You know, this is another opportunity for Ole Miss to do something they've never done before. And, you know, I think this team can do it. I really do. They've got to gel and come together as one, but nobody's better at getting kids to do that than Lane Kiffin. And, you know, I'm excited. I think this is going to be an exciting fall. And, you know, just win the games you're supposed to win, and I think you're there at the end.
We'll get to, like David said, well, the next time we come to you, we'll talk specifically on defense. So we're going to let you all marinate what David said about defense there just for a little bit. I want to go – this is a two-part question. I want to ask you, number one, obviously it's LSU, it's Georgia. I get it. Those are really big games. Mm-hmm. But if I pin you down and say, give me two or three that Ole Miss must win to have a special season, what are you looking at? If you look at the schedule, and I think you've already talked about a couple of them.
Yeah, let me pull the schedule up.
Well, while you're pulling that
all
up.
All right, let's take a look at it.
Yeah, it starts with Georgia State. Kentucky's really early.
Yeah, look, you know, dangerous games, they're all dangerous, obviously. You got Kentucky week two, you got to win that. You must win that. Arkansas week three, you got to win that. You know, you got to beat Tulane. Tulane's not a bad football team with John Summerall down there, but you ought to win that game. Then the LSU game. I mean, my goodness. Within the first four games, you've played Kentucky, Arkansas, and LSU, as well as Tulane. Then you got Washington State. Then you have Georgia. I mean, this is a front-loaded schedule. Without a doubt. And you know, Georgia, and then you got to go to Georgia and you go to Oklahoma on back-to-back weekends. Those are going to be very tough games. And then you get to come home, play South Carolina, Citadel, what's going to be a very good Florida team, and then Mississippi State in Starkville. You know, it's not an easy schedule, but every game, it is possible that Ole Miss wins. The games that stand out to me are obviously LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Florida. I mean, those are four tough outs right there. You got to win those games and don't let anybody sneak up on you. And, you know, we saw last year, Kentucky and Florida both snuck up on us, and they have to guard against that this year. Brett, I mean, I still think this is a team that goes into the Mississippi State game, probably searching for win number 10. And it depends on who you lose to as to whether or not 10-2 gets you in the 12-team playoff.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, David, Ole Miss would be 9-2. And mm-hmm. The two losses would be on paper, chalk, probably Georgia and LSU. If it's not chalk, here's how I think Ole Miss has to be if they're going to finish 10-2. That would include that. I'm not going to include Mississippi State in that. I'm not going to include Kentucky in that because they have to have those wins. I think the swing game to me, without question, is I think it's Oklahoma on the road.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Oklahoma.
No doubt in my mind.
Listen, Ole Miss beat Oklahoma by, what, 14 last year?
Was it? It was a seesaw battle. It yeah. really was. Jackson Arnold, it was back and forth, and, you know, Ole Miss had some good fortune in that game.
Oklahoma went in the portal, and they're at least 14 points better than they were last year. So, you know, I think that's going to be a dogfight out in Norman. I think this will be Ole Miss's first ever trip to Norman. And Brad, it's going to be tough because, you know, they're back to back, Georgia and at Oklahoma. And I'm going to tell you, you get beat black and blue, literally in the SEC. And you know, you worry about how you come out of that Georgia game. Even if you beat them, you know, how beat up is your football team? And I go back, I remember when in 2019, where Ole Miss ran for over 400 yards against an LSU team that eventually won a national championship. And looking at my son the next morning, he walked in the living room about to go get treatment. And I wanted him to go to the hospital. He was beaten up. His chest and stomach were all black and blue. His arms were all black and blue. And, you know, it scared me as a father. I'm like, good God, you don't have any internal injuries after getting beat up that bad? And he was like, no, I'm just bruised up and everything. But that's the case. I mean, how beat up is your football team after you play Georgia? And then you have to go to Oklahoma the very next weekend. And, you know, that's what kind of concerns you about this schedule is, you know, not only, you know, the possibility you lose talent to injury, but how well is your talent? And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think you're right about that being the swing game. I think Ole Miss has to beat Oklahoma and Norman. I really think one of the losses can be to Georgia in Athens and it not really hurt you that bad. But you got to beat Oklahoma. If you don't beat Oklahoma, you're probably 9-3 at the end of the year and not in the conversation.
I completely agree. I've said all along it's going to be tough to beat Georgia. It's going to be tough to beat LSU. But you have to beat Kentucky. You have to beat Florida. And then you have to beat South Carolina. Those are three that Ole Miss has proved they've had trouble with. Now, Carolina, they beat Carolina really handily on the road. I don't foresee that being a huge issue for Ole Miss, you know, as well as they played Shane Beamer's squad last year. Here's one question before we go today, David. You look at what Ole Miss did last year, playing LSU to the brink, never trailing in regulation but losing the game. Beating Georgia at home, then you go over to Florida and you lose in a really important game. And then, of course, it's the Kentucky game that kind of will define the season for history, losing that one in Oxford. Lane Kiffin learn anything from any of that last year, in your opinion?
I hope he did because you know, you got to give credit to Stoops. He had a great game plan, and he executed it perfectly. You know, keep the Ole Miss offense off the field and score more points, which they did, 24-17, I think. I really think Ole Miss will beat Kentucky rather handily this year. And you know, you brought up South Carolina. They were hot at the end of the last year. But, you know, I'm not really concerned about the South Carolina game, no more than I am any SEC opponent that you play. But, you know, that Oklahoma game, Brad, I mean, we're just in agreement on that. You cannot go to Norman and lose that game. And you know, they got Mateer from Washington State. He's going to be their quarterback. You know, they didn't do good things with their quarterbacks last year. They didn't do good things with their offensive line last year. They have a head coach that is defensive-minded. They had a good defense. They really and truly did. They'll have a good defense this year. It all depends on their offense. And Oklahoma's brought in a general manager now. His name is Jim Nagy. He was associated with the Senior Bowl for years and years. I think he's doing a good job out there of working the portal talent. And they're going to be better. They're going to be better. There's no choice for them. They can't go to a bowl game at 6-6 and lose to Navy again this year. like they did last year. If they did, there's going to be a coaching change if they do that. And I think they all know that. This is the big year for them. I mean, this is Brent Venables' contract year. You either do it or you don't. And I think that's the attitude they've got. And I think they're going to be better. And I do think, if you want to look at the Ole Miss schedule, that is the biggest game on the Rebels' schedule, period. If you lose it, Norman, you're not going to make it to the playoffs. You've got to beat the Oklahoma Sooners.
I just think that if you're Brent Venables and you look at the schedule, you look at your home games in the conference, I think you have to circle that Ole Miss game. Because in order for to have the season that you want to have, I think they're going to do all they can to beat Ole Miss. And I think in turn, you made a good point that I hadn't even thought about that even, you know, just backs up my thoughts on why I think that Oklahoma game is so important for Ole Miss. It's right after the Georgia game. And if you go to Athens and the same thing happened that happened 2 years ago happens, you're going to be pretty, for the lack of a better word, bruised up. And you're going to have a very quick turnaround. And I think the difference between a good season and a great season is Oklahoma. And I said the same thing last year. I just had no idea that Ole Miss would lose to Kentucky but beat Georgia. But I said the difference between a good season and a great season is LSU and Baton Rouge. And they lost the game. And they had a great season. I'm sorry, they had a good season. They didn't have a great season because they did not make the college football playoff. So,
well, the good thing is I don't think Ole Miss has ever lost to Oklahoma in football.
They've had some close ones.
Yeah, but I don't think the Rebels have ever lost. We met them in a bowl game a couple of times, won both of those, and last year the Sooners came to Oxford. And you may look at that as, well, Oklahoma's due, but I do think that's going to be the telltale game of the season. And if Ole Miss is flying high, having beaten Georgia in Athens, or if Ole Miss is wounded and haven't lost to Georgia in Athens, I really don't think that one matters as much. Georgia's going to be up there. Oklahoma's not going to be up there. I think you're right. You must win in Norman. You got to beat the Sooners.
We'll talk to you soon, talking about defense the next time we come and visit with you. David, all the best with all of your upcoming appointments with your health. Thanks for that update. We'll all be thinking about you and praying for you and the entire Johnson family. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, two great sponsors and great partners here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. And then, of course, our friends over at the Hearn Law Firm. Hearn Law Firm has all of your needs when it comes to any type of legal situation. You'll hear about all of our sponsors here in just a moment. Until then, we'll talk to you soon right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Howdy, toddy, everybody.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.